This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Tuesday, September 13th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Please remember, take a moment, subscribe to our channel at Rumble. Rumble.com/SkywatchTV gets you all of the new Skywatch TV videos, but better yet, get our free mobile app, because that bypasses the gatekeepers of big tech and brings all of our video content right to your smartphone or tablet. I'll tell you how to do that before the end of this program. Topic number 5 today, Israel and Iran. Iran announced Monday that it's got a new long-range suicide drone that can allegedly hit Tel Aviv and Haifa. This is according to General Kilmaz Hadari. He is the ground forces chief brigadier for the Iranian military. This announcement reported by the semi-official Mehr news agency in Iran. Hadari said the drone named Arash 2 is a newer version of an older drone, the Arash 1. Not surprisingly, Iran said Monday it was ready to cooperate with the International Atomic Energy Agency while revealing this drone. Israel has threatened to hit Iran if diplomacy fails to save the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. The IAEA met Monday, 3 months after adopting a resolution urging Iran to give credible answers to the agency's questions about traces of uranium found at 3 sites in Iran. Iran says politically motivated. Wheels within wheels within wheels. Topic number 4, where's the data? Apparently, Facebook doesn't know. Two Facebook engineers, longtime Facebook engineers, say they've got no idea where your personal data is being kept. This is from an interview back in March where two veteran Facebook engineers were grilled about the company's data collection operations in a hearing for an ongoing lawsuit over the mishandling of private user information by Facebook. The hearing's transcript was just made public. It was aimed at revealing or really resolving one key issue. What does Facebook store and where does it store it? Both of these Facebook engineers, who according to their LinkedIn profiles have more than 2 decades of experience between them, say they really don't know. Doesn't leave you with a warm fuzzy. Now, a spokesperson for Meta, which is the umbrella company now that includes Facebook, told The Intercept, which broke the story, that a single engineer's inability to answer questions about the precise location of private user data is really not that surprising. She said Meta has worked hard to guard user data, but of course that's kind of what you would expect. Again, you'd think that engineers connected to the company would have a somewhat more precise idea of where this data that we share with Facebook willingly is being kept. The bottom line here is this. We share information with Facebook and other social media sites willingly that 70 years ago, intelligence agencies would have paid good money to get their hands on. Topic number 3, where are the ballots? A new investigation into the record-keeping of 100 key battleground counties in the 2020 presidential election found that nearly all of them threw away or mishandled voting documentation that they're supposed to keep for 22 months in case an audit is called. This is spelled out in the 1964 Civil Rights Act of 1960. 94 counties reported that they did not keep or handled rather sloppily the information that they're supposed to preserve. As a result, it's frankly impossible to get the number of ballots cast to equal the number of those who voted, in some cases leaving huge gaps between those numbers. This is according to a new report by the America First Policy Institute. This is aligned with Trump. The report, they say, is aimed at encouraging better vote record-keeping in federal-level elections, not to relitigate the 2020 presidential election, but it's going to be hard to avoid that as the media gets their hands on this information. They didn't accuse anyone of playing fast and loose intentionally with the votes, but the report does raise significant questions about gaps between the votes received and the votes cast. In some cases, in some counties, this was enough to possibly change the outcome of the results in those counties. It gave examples of other improperly handled information in some states, including the trashing of videos taken during vote counting. And even in the 6 counties that kept the data, the average discrepancy between the number of people voting and the number of ballots cast was 2.8%. Again, these are the counties that kept the data. The biggest discrepancy was in Cobb County, Georgia, which is the county that includes most of the Atlanta metro. 8.8% difference between the number of people voted and the number of ballots cast. According to the report, Cobb County had a massive discrepancy of 34,893 votes, 8.8%. All but one of the precincts had more ballots cast than voters. This is not a new thing, however. This has happened in America, probably going back to the founding of our republic. It was well known in the city of Chicago, for example, where I grew up, that precincts routinely would have more ballots cast than registered voters. Why discriminate against the dead? Topic number two, why you're fat. The global obesity epidemic is getting worse, and this is especially true among children. Of course, lockdowns for COVID-19 over the last couple of years didn't help, but the rate of obesity is increasing. Roughly 40%, 2 out of every 5 high school students now technically qualify as overweight by the time they begin high school. The incidence of obesity around the world has tripled since the 1970s, with 1 billion people expected to be qualified as or counted as obese by the year 2030. Now, how that's defined is still a question. The fact is the body mass index used by the government to qualify one as obese is actually pretty low. But setting that aside, the fact is there are more people at the high end of the scale than there used to be. And this is serious because obesity correlates with a whole host of health issues, high blood pressure, diabetes, heart disease, other serious health problems. And yet, despite the magnitude of the problem, there's no consensus as to what's causing the problem. Although one factor that is beginning to be more widely recognized by scientists, the role of, besides heavily processed foods, I think that's a given, chemicals in our environment, not necessarily in what you eat, but in what in the places where what you eat has been stored. Chemicals that are called obesogens. Nearly 1,000 of these chemicals have been identified, side effects identified in studies with humans and with animals. And in fact, this obesity epidemic is showing up in our household pets as well. These chemicals, even at low doses, can disturb the normal functioning of human metabolism and upset the body's ability to regulate its intake and expend energy, converting food to fat that otherwise it would burn and process. For example, one of these chemicals is bisphenol A, which is a chemical widely used in plastics, and phthalates, plasticizing agents used in paints, medicine, and cosmetics. So again, not necessarily in your diet, but just in the environment around us, contributing to this ongoing obesity epidemic, even just 10 years ago, suggesting such a thing would have been considered a fringe theory, but this is now becoming more and more widely accepted. We need to be much more careful about what's around us, what we're putting our food in or on, and what we are consuming. Coming up, Uncle Sam wants you. Well, not you so much, just your money. That's next on 5 and 10.
Have you ever wanted to experience deep and glorious truths in God's Word, from Genesis to Revelation, as if you were actually there? Skywatch TV is proud to present the Glimpses of Glory giveaway. When you order Carl Gallup's groundbreaking book, Glimpses of Glory, and Rabbi Zev Porat's new book, Unmasking the Chaldean Spirit, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive The Rabbi, The Secret Message, and The Identity of Messiah, the book that Pat Boone himself personally shared with Israel's Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu. In this incredibly unique book, Glimpses of Glory, from longtime pastor, media personality, and internationally acclaimed best-selling author Carl Gallup's, God's love for you will come alive as you walk directly into the Garden of Eden, where Adam and Eve encountered the great tempter. You'll be placed inside the ark, experiencing the horror of Noah's family as they heard the agonizing cries of their neighbors, struggling in vain to survive the deluge. And the anguish of our Savior will explode into intense reality as you witness his struggle with human emotion on the night he was betrayed. But that's just the beginning. In Glimpses of Glory, you will accompany Joseph and Mary on the arduous journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem's manger and beyond. Be present at the working of Jesus' miracles, his baptism, and labor during the wilderness temptation. Stand in shock at the foot of the cross. Linger at the deathbed of John the disciple and witness his entrance into final glory and so much more. Also included in this amazing offer, Rabbi Zev Porat's shocking book, Unmasking the Chaldean Spirit, which details his stunning supernatural conversion from a deeply Orthodox Jewish man to faith in Jesus Christ as Messiah as he faced literal demonic manifestations, temptations of great wealth to denounce his faith in Yeshua. Yet through it all, he pressed on with a glowing zeal for the Word of God and the people of Israel. In this book, you will accompany Messianic Rabbi Porat as he shares striking biblical and archaeological discoveries along his path to Zion. Learn the foundational platform that's behind the spiritual warfare emanating from Israel since the earliest of humanity's existence, as Zev peels back the Chaldean mask and uncover the truth about Golgotha and the archaeological location of Jesus' birth in Bethlehem that has been overlooked by so many. But that's not all. In this must-have collection, you'll also receive The Rabbi, The Secret Message, and The Identity of Messiah, where Pastor Carl Gallups tells the story of Israel's most venerated Orthodox rabbi, Yitzhak Kaduri, who claimed he met the true soon-coming Messiah and revealed his identity on a note to be locked away until his death. Months later, this note was read upon his death, revealing Jesus is Messiah, which ignited a global spiritual and political firestorm. That was just the beginning. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $60. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So take a personal journey with the Savior from Genesis to Revelation and unmask the evil spirits that oppose our faith. The Glimpses of Glory giveaway, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, Uncle Sam wants you to send him all your filthy earth monies. According to newly released data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, Americans in 2021 on average spent more on taxes than on food, clothing, and healthcare combined. In other words, the basics of life that we need to survive day to day. According to Table R1 in the BLS Consumer Expenditure Survey, American consumer units spent an average of $15,500 on food, clothing, and health care, while paying an average of $16,730 in total taxes to federal, state, and local governments. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, a consumer unit comprises all members of a particular household related by blood, marriage, adoption, or other legal arrangements, or persons living alone or sharing, in other words, a household. I mean, consumer unit. It's rather dehumanizing, but yet this is how the government views you and me. You are a consumer unit. Please send in half your money. Well, it's not all bad news, though. In 2022, thanks to inflation running at a 40-year high, we might actually spend more on food this year than on taxes. Well, we appreciate your support because we can't do what we do at SkyWatch TV without it, and that includes our work at Whispering Ponies Ranch with children in foster care through our partners at Royal Family Kids and now through Teen Reach, you reaching children who have aged out of the Royal Family Kids programs. We do what we do at Whispering Ponies Ranch doesn't cost those ministries a single dime because of your support. So when you support SkyWatch TV, part of that money goes there. And every time you send us a donation, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, we try to keep postage costs manageable. We like to send out a thank you. And during the month of September, this thank you is a very timely book, the anthology When Once We Were a Nation. Contributors include Tom Horn. Most of us from SkyWatch TV, Sharon and myself, contributed essays on this. Why is America so divided right now? This book helps answer that question, and we will send it to you for your gift of any amount during the month of September. You name the price. Find out more online and donate if you're so led at skywatchtv.com/donate or call us at 844-750-4985 during regular business hours. SkyWatch Films, home of SkyWatch Documentaries. SkyWatchFilms.com is the website where you get instant access, that is, instant access in full HD to documentaries about, the UFO phenomenon, about the transhumanist movement, about child trafficking for occult ritual purposes. material that you don't normally see in the corporate media. And if at all, if you do, it's usually spun in a way that says nothing to see here. Move along, citizen. Again, instant access, full HD for as little as $3. Be educated. Log on now. SkywatchFilms.com. SkywatchFilms.com. You can see the Holy Land with us and see the battleground sites in this long supernatural war in which you play a part. Sharon and I will be there March 19th through 30th of 2023 with our good friend Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat as we travel Israel, essentially a rolling conference through the Holy Land. We've got more than one full bus already. Help us fill out that second bus. You can get a look at the itinerary, see what we will see next year in Israel, and join us if you're so led. You can get complete information there, breakdown of costs, a place to reserve your spot, and more. SkywatchInIsrael.com, SkywatchInIsrael.com. Some of those sites that we'll see are related to the book this week's discussion on Skywatch TV refers to, Glimpses of Glory by Pastor Carl Gallups. Our good friend Carl was with us recently to talk about this book, along with Zev Porat, and kind of a different style from Carl's previous writings. He essentially takes you into the scene in these world-changing moments of history. Glimpses of Glory, a well-named book. You'll find our broadcast schedule posted at skywatchtv.com/channels. That's for the over-the-air broadcast, of course, but you can make up your own schedule just by downloading the Skywatch TV app to Roku or Apple TV. If you've got one of those set-top boxes connected to your television set, add the Skywatch TV channel, and you'll get all of our video content there, and we'll broadcast on your schedule. Or you could download our free mobile app to your smartphone or tablet, which gets you the added bonus of news updates 3 times a week, important news stories that the mainstream media overlooks, ignores, or just hopes that you will ignore, and of course, a calendar of our upcoming events. You can also donate to Skywatch TV through our mobile app if you're so led. This is available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. It's absolutely free, and we have links to the app stores at skywatchtv.com. Look for the link in the top menu bar at the website. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.